Africa is said to be the cradle of civilization. I think it is also the cradle of knowledge. If you think about ancient discoveries from irrigation systems to canals, metalworks, writing and lettering, and even the calendar, you can trace some of it back to Africa. Despite everything known about Africa, something really important has been lost in time. Well, this could be due to a major fire. Still, we would not let that deter us from telling you a story about the origins of higher education. Hello, Jamit Fam. Welcome to today's episode of Long Story Short, and I'm your privileged host, Liwa. Today, we examine the story of Fatima Al-Firi and her legacy, which has been copied all over the world. So, Simi, as you begin your chores, crank up your headphones, but still grab a coffee, cause it's story time. Once upon a time, in a town northeast of modern-day Tunisia called Kairouan, when this town was founded in the 5th century, it was meant to serve as a military outpost for the conquest of the Western world. In that town lived a merchant named Mohamed Al-Firi with his family. This merchant did not start out wealthy, but he soon became prosperous, which meant that his daughters Fatima and Maryam were properly cared for. Mohamed used his wealth to educate his daughters in both secular and Islamic education to the highest levels available at that time, and his family lacked nothing. In the 9th century, the city of Fez in modern-day Morocco became a bustling metropolis, and many from the north of Africa began migrating there. Mohamed and his family were among those who moved to Fez. Tragedy struck the Al-Firi household when Mohamed died. A short while later, Fatima's husband died as well. Fortunately, the custom recognized the female child as a significant part of any family. So, Fatima and her sister inherited their father's fortune, with a large chunk going to Fatima, being the eldest daughter. With that amount of wealth and little or no obligation from Fatima, she thought of what to do for her community that will have a lasting impact. She quickly recognized that the population of Fez kept growing. With that growth, the immigrants would need a place to worship. So she decided to build a mosque. Building a mosque was the initial plan, but it went on to become much more than a religious center. Fatima first purchased a small mosque that was built in 845 CE. Then she bought the land around the mosque from a Berber man. She built the mosque and expanded it, giving it more visibility in order to meet the needs of the community. Fatima personally supervised the construction of the mosque, which began in the month of Ramadan. Although the mosque's architecture is lavish, she wanted a modest mosque that will not be seen as a placement for only the rich and influential, but for anyone and everyone. Throughout its construction, which lasted 18 years, Fatima fasted every day. Fatima's sister, Maryam, also built a mosque with her money. With time, people started having discussions at the mosque, which Fatima encouraged. The mosque gradually became a center of not just worship, but of intellectual discourse among the congregants. So, Fatima decided to invest her wealth in building a place where people from all walks of life could come, study, and earn advanced knowledge. This birthed the establishment of the University of Al-Qarawiyyin in 859 CE, which she named in honor of her birthplace. The university opened its doors to students from all over the world who wanted advanced studies. Even Fatima studied at the university. In the beginning, the university offered courses only in Islamic studies. However, It expanded its scope to include mathematics, languages, medicine, and astronomy, among other courses. From the 10th century, Al-Qarawiyyin attracted renowned scholars, scientists, and even poets. Symposiums and debates were held for students as the university grew, lecturing positions were open for teachers from everywhere. This influenced the entire university and its students. During the Middle Ages, the university was considered a major intellectual hub. Notable people studied at the University of Al-Qarawiyyin. Pope Sylvester II, who is credited with introducing the Arabic numerals to Europe, medical scholar Ibn Beja, grammarian Ben Ajrum, Dutch mathematician Jacob van Goul, just to name a few. They all studied at Al-Qarawiyyin. Terms and concepts associated with higher education today can all be traced back to the practices found in Al-Qarawiyyin, from obtaining degrees, to wearing tassels and academic robes, to presenting an oral defense of a thesis, to fellows reading subjects, to professorship chairs and fellowships. All were used at the university. One outstanding feature of the University of Al-Qarawiyyin is its library, which is said to be one of the oldest, if not the oldest library in the world. The library boasts a collection of about 4,000 ancient works, which include a copy of a 9th century Quran written on the skin of a camel, a 12th century version of the Gospel written in Arabic, and manuscripts from a wide range of fields. What we now know as a university system was established by Fatima Al-Firi. Her idea of an educational hub that provided opportunities for advanced learning spread throughout the world in the medieval period, predating the Sankore University in Timbuktu. The University of Al-Qarawiyyin inspired the establishment of Europe's oldest institutions, like the University of Bologna, which was founded in 1088, and the University of Oxford, which was founded around 1096. Fatima is remembered by her efforts on free education, the wide range of training courses at her university, and the quality of the curriculum that is still present today. Al-Qarawiyyin remains a destination for philosophers, scholars, and intellectuals. In 2017, the Tunisian government set up a prize in our honor, which is to reward initiatives that encourage access to training and professional responsibilities for women. Also, an academic program and a scholarship that is awarded to students from Europe and North Africa pay tribute to Fatima Al-Firi. Do you recall Fatima's sister, Miriam? Her mosque, Al-Andalus, still stands near Al-Qarawiyyin till this day. So, if you find yourself in Morocco, why don't you honor Fatima's legacy by visiting the Al-Qarawiyyin University and its prestigious library?
Care to share your thoughts about this episode? Leave a review or your suggestions on our platform or on iTunes. Join me on the next episode of Long Story Short on Jamit FM. I've been your host, Liwa.
Long Story Short was produced by Liwa and Aiko Rizu. This episode was edited, mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizu. Long Story Short is a production of Jamit Media.